Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Carlinville High School for week number three of Vandals football, presented by Bluff Equipment and Bluff City, Hostick Motors and Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the city of Vandalia here on 107.1 FM WKRV. Isaac Isringhausen excited to bring you this week three matchup between the Vandals and the Carlinville Cavaliers here in just a few moments. Both teams come into this contest with a record of 1-1 on the season. The Vandals coming off of their 36-14 win last week over the Staunton Bulldogs. The Carlinville Cavaliers coming off of a 26-14 loss to the Pana Panthers last week. So both teams with the common matchup in Pana. So both teams looking to, for the Vandals, excuse me, they're looking to get above 500 for the first time all season. And the Cavaliers are looking to avoid going below 500 on the year. Taking a look at some of the matchups around the South Central Conference, we have 0-2 Gillespie taking on 2-0 Greenville. 1-1 North, or excuse me, 1-1 Litchfield taking on 2-0 North Mac. 2-0 Pana taking on 1-1 Southwestern. 0-2 Staunton taking on 0-2 Hillsboro. And of course, tonight the Vandals taking on the Cavaliers here in just a few moments. Carlinville won the toss and elected to defer. So we'll see the Vandals offense first here this evening. And then when you, like I talked about with Coach Clay and Coach Easterday during the pregame show, when you look at the South Central Conference standings the last several years, we've been the Vandals, the Cavaliers, the Panthers of Pana, and Greenville at or near the top of the conference. So these are two teams that have a ton of tradition, a ton of history. Vandals have won the last three matchups, dating all the way back to 2019. Of course, they didn't play each other during the shortened spring COVID season. But before that, the Cavaliers kind of owned the rivalry. It was a one-sided rivalry for a couple of years. The Cavaliers have not beat the Vandals since 2018, so Cavaliers looking to end that long streak here tonight. As both teams have taken the field, the Vandals are set to kick off. It'll be Quentin Stonball, Connor DePew, and Jordan Colburn set to receive the kick for the Vandals, as Mason Gilpin has the ball teed up. And the kick is away, and it is a squib kick, and is going to be fielded by Andrew Casey, who bobbles it around the 30, and he's just going to wisely fall on it. And that is exactly where the Vandals will have the ball, first down and 10 from the 30-yard line. First down and 10 from the 30 for the Vandals, who will be moving from left to right here to start half number one, or quarter number one, excuse me. So for the first time this season, the Vandals have taken the ball first. So we'll see the high-powered Vandal offense first, led by quarterback Quentin Stonball out there tonight. He is set up in a shotgun formation. Five wide receiver look as Jordan Colburn, the man in motion, and he gives it to Colburn. Colburn running near side. He is across the 30, but he's going to be tripped up on a short carry. So it's going to be second down and long. As that was Ronald LaPlante making it second down and 9 from the 31. Second down and 9 from the Vandals 31-yard line. Once again, a empty backfield look for Stonball. Colburn and Jacob Johnson and Jake Keck to his right. Connor DePew and Wade Branch to his left. Stonball's going to keep it himself, and he's going to be tripped up around the 35, making it third down and medium for the Vandals. So third down and 5. Ball on the Vandals 35-yard line. So third down and 5 on the Vandals 35-yard line. Trips to the right of Stonball. Lone receiver to his left. I believe that is Connor DePew on his left. He's got Wade Brandon, Jacob Johnson, and Ian Whitehead to his right. Excuse me, that is Ian Whitehead to his right. Jake Keck in the backfield, back to throw with Stonball. He's looking to his left. He's got a man deep, wide open. It is caught by Connor DePew. He makes the catch, and he's deep in Carlinville territory as Connor DePew went up and got it right about the 30. And the Vandals are deep in Cavaliers territory, first down and 10 on the Cavalier 30-yard line. A nice throw there by Quentin Stonball as Connor DePew went up one-on-one, and he was able to come down with the ball, and the Vandals are marching here in this one. 10:22 left to go in the quarter. Ball on the Cavalier 30-yard line, first down and 10. Stonball gives it, nope, it's the quarterback keeper. Stonball has it himself. He's going to be tripped up about the 20, and Quentin Stonball, a nice game there. making it second down and short for the Vandals. It's a 9-yard gain, so it's second down and one for the Vandals. Second down and one, I believe the ball is placed on the Cavalier 21. It's a ball on the Cavalier 21. Stone ball. One receiver to his left, that is DePue. Stoneball takes a snap, he rolls to his right, he's throwing, and it's off the hands of Jacob Johnson. It was deflected all at the 15, making it third down and one for the Vandals. Third down and one. Jacob Johnson, the intended receiver on the play. And it's third down and one from the 21. Third down and one from the Cavalier 21. Vandals getting a signal from Jason Clay. 9:34 left to go in the quarter. Pistol look for the Vandals. Jay Keck in the backfield. Brandon and Whitehead to his right. DePue to his left. The give is to Jay Keck, and Jay Keck is going to be met at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be pushed ahead, and that's going to be good for a Vandal first down. Down near the 18-yard line. So it's first down and 10 from the Cavalier 18. First down and 10 from the Cavalier 18. 9:21 left to go in the quarter. Shotgun look once again for the Vandals. DePue, the lone receiver, to his left. Brandon Johnson and Whitehead to his right. Jay Keck still in the backfield. Stoneball gives it to Jay Keck. Keck's looking for the corner. He's across the 25. He's across the 15, excuse me. And he's brought up from behind by, I believe that was Rondell LaPlante, who was on the tackle, along with Nate Dyer. So second down and six for the Vandals. Second down and six for the Vandals. Ball near the Cavalier 15. Vandals getting the signal from the sideline. Stoneball barking off orders. Two receivers on each side. And we're going to be whistling a flag, and there's movement on the line, and I believe it's going to be offsides on the Cavaliers, so that's going to make it second down and, I believe, one. So ball down to the 10-yard line. I believe it should still be second down as Jordan Colburn's going to come in. So Jordan Colburn comes in. I believe Wade Brandon was taken out on the play. Nope, Wade Brandon's still in there. So it's Ian Whitehead who was taken out. So Jordan Colbert in, Ian Whitehead out. So it's second down and two from the 10-yard line. Second down and two from the 10. Empty backfield for Stoneball. Man in motion is Colbert. Stoneball back to throw. He's looking at running himself. He's across the 10. He's across the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Touchdown, Vandals. Quentin Stoneball from 10 yards out. And the Vandals take an early 6-0 lead pending the extra point. And we want to remind you that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Isaac Sagan on the point after attempt. Snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good for the Vandals. Take a early 7-0 lead with 7:59 in the first quarter. 7-0, the Vandals lead the Carolinville Cavaliers with 7:59 left in the quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRB.
You make a lot of decisions when you change jobs. In the excitement, it's easy to forget an important one: what to do about the money in your 401k. You typically have four choices. Take the money, leave it where it is, roll the money to your new 401k, or roll it to an IRA. Your decision can have a big impact, so make sure it's an informed one. Country Financial can help. You've taken control of your career, now take control of your retirement. Call Country Financial representatives Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring at 618-283-1054 today to get started. Securities products offered through Country Capital Management Company. Investment management, retirement, trust, planning services provided by Country Trust Bank. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and subject to investment risk, including possible loss of principal. FINRA and SIPC.
So 7-0. The Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers with 7:59 left to go in the quarter as Jacob Johnson sets the kick off for the Vandals. He gets the kick away. It's a short kick, and it's going to be fielded by the Carlinville Cavaliers, I believe. That is Mason Gilpin on the carry, excuse me, as Gilpin's across the 35. He's across the 40. He is down around midfield. It's a nice carry or a nice return there by Mason Gilpin, as it's a 41-yard return for the Cavaliers, as Cole Yarbrough is in on the tackle. And it's going to give the Cavaliers first down and 10 at the Vandals 49. So the Cavaliers already in Vandal territory, as the quarterback Noah Bias is out, coming off a 197-yard performance last week against the Paint and Panthers. He sets up with a pistol formation, and it's a give to Gilpin, as Gilpin is going to be wrapped up by Jay Keck around the Vandals 48. So second down and 9, excuse me, from the Vandal 48. Cavaliers moving from right to left in the quarter. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Gilpin in the backfield for Byatt. Byatt rolls to his left. He's looking to throw. He dumps it down to Mason Wise, and Mason Wise picks up a short gain, making it third down and 6. So third down and 6. Ball on the Vandals 45 with 6:55 left to go in the quarter. Third down and 6 from the Vandals 45. Two receivers on each side for Bias. Man in motion for the Cavaliers. That is Wise. It's a give to Nate Dreyer, and Nate Dreyer runs it to the 40. Good enough for a first down for the Cavaliers. Note they're going to make it fourth down and 1. So it's fourth down and 1 from the 40. Could have swore he got enough for the first down, but referees are going to say he was wrapped up just shy of the marker. And 1 from the 40-yard line. 6:16 left to go in the quarter. It's a heavy look for the Cavaliers. Three men in the backfield. Trying to get them to jump on a hard count. They did. There's movement on the line, and I believe they're going to get the Vandals for offside. See what the referee says. And they're going to call a false start, actually. They're going to call a false start on the Cavaliers, and that's going to push them back 5 yards. That's going to make it fourth down and 6. And it looks like the Cavaliers are going out to punt. So fourth down and 6 from the 45. Connor DePue going back to return the punt. Be interesting to see if they're going to – looks like they're going to try to run the play. Know if they're going to back up and go ahead and punt it away. So Gilpin on the punt. He gets it away. And it's going to be fielded by Connor DePue at about the 10. Connor DePue gets across the 15. He's across the 20. He's across the 25, and he's pushed out of bounds near the Cavaliers 30. And that is where the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from about the Cavalier 28. So 5:53 left to go here in the first quarter. Cavaliers went 3 and out on their first drive. Vandals got a 10-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stombaugh, the 7:59 mark in the first quarter. And that is where we sit at this 7-0 score. So the Vandals offense out once again. Three receivers to the right of Quentin Stombaugh, one to his left. It is Connor DePue, the lone man, to his left. Jay Keck still on the backfield. Brandon Johnson and Whitehead to his right. Vandals moving from left to right. Pistol look for the Vandals. Now they move it to a shotgun. As back to throw is Quentin Stombaugh. He's going to pull it down himself for a quarterback run. He's down at about the 30. He's pushed out of bounds at about the 33, maybe 34-yard line. Excuse me, 32. As it's going to make it second down and about 5 for the Vandals. So second down and 5 for the Vandals. Ball at about the 32-yard line for the Vandals. Ball on the Cavalier 32, excuse me. So second down and 5 from the 32. Back to throw with Stombaugh. He's looking deep. He's got a man wide open. It is Connor DePue, and he just overthrew him by a matter of inches. Oh, that could have been a big play for the Vandals if Connor DePue caught that at about the 40. He had 40 yards of daylight ahead of him. And Vandals would have looked at a 13-0 lead, but it was just out of the reach of Connor DePue's hands. And that's going to make it third down and five from the Cavalier 32. Third down and five from the Cavalier 32. 5:26 left to go in the quarter. Pistol look for the Vandals. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. Back to throw is DePue. He sets up a screen for Connor DePue, who is going to bobble the catch, and it's going to fall incomplete. And that's going to bring up fourth down and five for the Vandals, as they are going to send their punt unit out for the first time this evening. So the punt unit on for the Vandals for the first time this evening. Mason Gilpin back to return the punt. And Jacob Johnson set to punt it away from the 33. So Mason Gilpin out to receive the punt. Johnson gets it away. It bounces at about the 30. And he's going to pick it up at about the 15. He's across the 20, 25. He's across the 30. He's across the 35 and down shy of the 45. And they're going to mark him down at the 42. So Mason Gilpin gets the ball for the Cavaliers at about the Vandals' 42-yard line. And that is where the Cavaliers will have it for their second possession of the contest. 5:07 left to go in the quarter. 7-0, the Vandals lead here in the first quarter. Cavaliers offense taking the field for the second time tonight. They went three and out on their first drive, and they set up with a little wing T formation under center. It is going to be Noah Byatt. Man in motion for the Cavaliers, and they give it to Mason Gilpin. Gilpin's across the 45. He cuts across. He's across midfield. 45, 40, 35, and he's wrapped up from behind by Connor DePue, as Mason Gilpin got a nice gain, and he's deep in Vandals territory as the ball's going to be spotted at the Vandal 34. A 25-yard run for Mason Gilpin, and the Cavaliers have the ball first down and 10 from the Vandal 34. First and 10 from the Vandals 34. Wing T once again looks for the Cavies. Man in motion again. It is Gilpin, as Gilpin gets the carry, but he's going to be wrapped up for a short gain just shy of the 30. Jordan Colburn in on the tackle. Again, it's two, making it second down and eight from the Vandals 32. Second down and eight from the Vandals 32. As a couple substitutions for the Cavaliers. Clock continuing to run. 4:10 here left to go in the quarter. Bites gets the signals from Coach Easterday on the sideline. Pistol look for the Cavaliers on second down and eight from the Vandal 32. Back to throw is Bites. Bites is looking, and it's broken up, and it's intercepted by the Vandals. Intercepted by the Vandals, I believe. That was Jake Keck on the interception. Nope. It was intercepted by Bryce Hartlib. As Bryce Hartlib was able to snatch it out of the air, as Ian Whitehead was able to tip it away, and the Vandals force a turnover here as the defense continues to shine for the Vandals through the first few weeks. So the Vandals have the ball back at about the 40-yard line. Call it about the Cavaliers 39, so it's first down and 10 from the Cavaliers 39. First down and 10 from the Cavaliers 39. Quinn Stonball still in at quarterback. Empty backfield for the Vandals. Two receivers on each side. Stonball back to throw. He's looking. He's got a man open at his Connor DePue. He dives, and he can't make a catch. Connor DePue dove out in front of him, down and 10 from the Vandals 40. So second down and 10 from the Vandal 40-yard line. Empty backfield once again. Look for DePue. Three receivers to his left, two to his right. Man in motion is Colburn. It's a give to Jordan Colburn. Colburn is looking to get across the 40. He's across the 45. He's across midfield. 45, 35, 30. Pushed at about the 25, maybe near the 20. And a nice gain there by Jordan Colburn. And that's going to be a first down for the Vandals, who are deep in Cavalier territory. Okay, Duckles made the tackle for the Cavaliers. And it's first down and 10 from the 24. So it's a 36-yard run as the Cavaliers are going to call their first timeout at the 3:31 mark. As we remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. You can check out more information on their Facebook page, or you can call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator at Veterans Avenue, 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. They're also brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. 3:31 left to go in the first quarter. Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers by a score of 7-0. Vandals got their first score at the 7:59 mark off a 10-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stonball. Vandals were then able to force a three and out, then proceeded to go three and out on their next drive, but then forced a interception, and Jordan Colburn had a nice run to put the ball first down and 10 from the Cavalier 24. So the Vandals threatening to score here for the second time tonight. This is the earliest touchdown, too, that the Vandals have had, as their offense looks to be coming together as a man in motion is Connor DePue. DePue gets the carry. DePue is looking to get across the 20, and he does, but he's tripped up right at about the 20. A nice gain of about 4 yards for Connor DePue. That's going to make it second down and six from the 20. Second down and six from the Carlinville 20. But there's a whistle. I think they maybe threw a penalty flag on the field. Must have missed the penalty flag, and I think they're going to back it up.
A penalty flag was thrown on
the play. So a penalty flag was thrown on the play. And so against the Vandals, and it's going to put the ball for the Vandals at about the 34-yard line. So it's first down and 19 from about the Vandals 39. So it's first down and 20 from the Vandals 39. As the Vandals are going to go empty backfield look. Jay Keck and Connor DePue to his left. Whitehead, Colburn, and Johnson to his right. Play action for the Vandals. Stonball's just going to step up and run. He's across the 30. He takes several big hits. About the 30, and it's a short gain as Weston Kuykendall and Nate Dyer were in on the tackle, and it's going to be second down and long for the Vandals, making it second down and 15 from the 29. Second down and 15 from the Cavalier 29. Personnel changes for the Vandals as Jacob Johnson, the lone receiver to his left, Jay Keck, Ian Whitehead, and Wade Brandon to his right. Connor DePue now in the backfield. First time we've seen DePue line up as a tailback this season for the Vandals. As he moves out wide, they set the screen pass for DePue, who catches it about the 23. He's across the 20, and he's tripped up at about the 8 from the 23-yard line. Third down and 9 from the Cavalier 23-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. Play clock at 18. It's a shotgun look for the Vandals on third down and 9 from the Cavalier 23-yard line. We're at about a minute 38 left to go. Play clock now at 8. Back to throw is Stonball. He's looking to his right. He gets it to Whitehead, but it's incomplete as it bounced in front of the turf, and that's going to bring up fourth down and 9 from the Cavalier 23 once again. So fourth down and 9 from the Cavalier 23. Vandals looks like they're going to go for it here on fourth down, as have not seen Isaac Sagan or the field goal unit come out, so they're going to go for it on fourth down and 9 from the Cavalier 23. Stonball looking to the sideline. the shotgun look for the Vandals. Three to his right, one to his left. Back to throw is Stumball. Pressure coming. He looks. He's got a man. It's open. It's Jacob Johnson. He's caught at the 10. He's pushing to the 5. He's still fighting his way, and he's down to about the 1. A nice catch there by Jacob Johnson, as he has several times in the early portions of this season come up huge for the Vandals, this time giving them the ball first down and goal from the 3. First and goal from the Carlinville 3-yard line. Minute 15 left to go in the quarter. First down and goal from the Cavalier 3-yard line. Stonball's going to keep this himself. He's going to take it to the goal line. He fights his way in, and he's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Quentin Stonball once again. From 3 yards out, Quentin Stonball runs it in to give the Vandals a 13-0 lead, pending the extra point. And then it looks like there's a couple of players down, a Carlinville player is down, as Wade Brandon is also limping off the field. I believe that is Nate Dyer, who is down for the Cavaliers. Couldn't tell exactly what happened. I believe he might have gotten tangled up by the massive bodies that were down near the goal line. Hard to tell. But he is down, and it looks like he was grabbing near his shoulder. Bandeo trainer Chris Witten out there checking on him, as well as Coach Easterday, and now they're trying to stretch out his right leg. As it looks like he's going to be helped up, and he is able to walk on his own power. Don't want to speculate at all, but looks like he's kind of grabbing on his right hip. So I believe that's what it might be, is a little bit of a hip injury. So he is walking on under his own power, so that is a good sign for the Cavaliers. As the Vandals on to add the point after attempt. So 57.3 seconds left to go in the quarter. Quentin Stonball ran it in from 3 yards out for a second touchdown of the night, as the Vandals lead 13-0 pending the extra point. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Jordan Colburn to hold. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals add on to their lead. It is 14-0 with 57.3 seconds left to go here in quarter number one. We'll take a break and come back here on WKRV.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with's children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. The Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel at Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
So 14-0, the Vandals lead the Cavaliers at all. And we want to remind you that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn out the Dragon and Sir Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. Jacob Johnson has the ball on the tee, ready to kick off for the Vandals. Kicks the kick away. It's a short squib kick, and it's going to be fielded by Mason Gilpin as Gilpin gets across the 20. He's across the 24, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. Ian Whitehead was in on the tackle near the 25, and that is where the Cavaliers will have the ball, first down and 10 from the Cavalier 23-yard line. So first down and 10 from about the Cavalier 23. 48.5 seconds left to go in the quarter. Cavaliers moving from right to left in the quarter to trail 14-0 with 48.5 seconds left to go in the quarter. So 14-0. Cavaliers take the ball at their own 23-yard line. Empty backfield. Look for Bias. He's back to throw. He's going to take it himself. He's across the 25. He's going to be pushed near the 20, or the 30, excuse me. So Noah Bias gets a nice gain by the Cavaliers. That's Cole Yarbrough in on the tackle. And it's a run of 8 for the Cavaliers, and it's going to be 2nd down and 2 from about their own 32-yard line. So 2nd down and 2 from the Cavalier 32. As it looks like both teams are just going to be content to let the clock run out and go to quarter number 2, and that's exactly what's going to happen as the Cavaliers and Vandals both walking to their sidelines. As this first quarter is going to come to an end with the Vandals leading 14-0. 14-0, the Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers after one quarter. We'll take a break and come back with the second quarter here on WKRV.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years' experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. At 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction. Motivated Outdoors is your next-gen hunting blinds dealer with a variety of models and sizes to fit your needs. You can see their model display set up along Route 40 in Bluff City. That's Motivated Outdoors, your next-gen blinds dealer. Call them at 618-267-3668. At 618-267-3668 for Motivated Outdoors.
So back here for the second quarter of contest, as the Cavaliers will have the ball 2nd down and 2 from their own 32-yard line. Cavaliers will be moving from left to right here in quarter number 2. As the Vandals lead 14-0, both of their scores came off of touchdown runs from Quentin Stallball from 10 and 3 yards out. The Cavaliers are going to go empty backfield for their first possession of the quarter. Man in motion for the Cavaliers, but before there's going to be a whistle. And I believe the Vandals are motioning it's on the Cavaliers. As it's going to be a false start on the Cavaliers, and they're going to be backed up 5 yards, and it's going to be 2nd down and 7 from the 27-yard line. So 2nd down and 7 from the 27-yard line. So it's 2nd down and 7 from the Cavalier 27. Shotgun look for the Cavaliers. Byatt's empty backfield. Two receivers on each side. He's back to throw. He's going to take it himself. He's going to be wrapped up by Jacob Johnson, but short of the first down as he got across the 30. He's down at about the 33-yard line. So it's 2nd down and 2. 3rd down and 1, excuse me. So it's 3rd down and 1 from the 32-yard line. 3rd down and 1 from the Cavalier 32. 11:32 left to go in the quarter. Cavaliers break the huddle. And it looks like they're going to go with the wing T look. 3 men in the backfield. Vandals got a ton of men on the line trying to stop it. 3rd down and 1. Man in motion. This is a give to the Cavaliers, and it's a big boy who gets across the 40. I believe that was Weston Kuykendall who gets it for the Cavaliers across the 35. So it's 1st down and 10 from about the 40-yard line for the Cavaliers. 1st down and 10 from the 40-yard line. 10:55 left to go in the quarter. 14-0, the Vandals lead as the Cavaliers break their huddle. Empty backfield look for Byatt. 1st down and 10 from the Cavalier 40. Byatt takes the snap. He's going to run it himself, looking up the middle, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. He's across the 45, brought down by Caden Tidwell. Making it a gain of 6, 2nd down and 4 from about the 46. Second down and four from the Cavalier 46. Cavaliers break their huddle. Play clock at 20. Wing T look for the Cavaliers. As by, gives it to Cockendall, and Cockendall is going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals, and he's going to be stopped, it looks like, at about a near the 50. Weston Cockendall gets just a two-yard game, making it a third down and two for the Cavaliers from their own 48. Third down and two from their own 48. Cavaliers moving from left to right. Empty backfield look for Byatt. Two receivers on each side. Byatt takes the snap himself. He's looking to get across midfield, and he does. He's going to be wrapped up at about the 40 as he kept the legs running at the 45, and he's wrapped up at about the Vandal 40. Good enough for Cavalier first down. Jay Keck wrapped him up, but Byatt kept running, and the Cavaliers have the ball first down and 10 from the Vandal 40. First down and 10 from the Vandal 40. Cavaliers, once again, going from left to right. They look to the sideline for the play call from Easterday. Play clock at 15. Vandals have all three timeouts. Cavaliers just have one. As they break the huddle, as they have three receivers to his right. Back to throw, and he's just going to take it himself once again. And Noah Byatt is going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. As looks like Jaden Rosetta was in on the tackle, as was Bryce Hartlib.
In on the stop was Bryce.
I believe Wade Brennan in there as well. And it's a gain of 2 yards. So it's second down and 8 from the Vandal 38. Second down and 8 from the Vandals 38. As it's a single back look for the Cavaliers. Cockendall and the lone man in the backfield. Back to throw is Byatt. He's chased by a swarm of Vandals. He's looking. He's got a man open. It is dropped. It is dropped by the Cavaliers. It went through the hands of Tate Duckles, the intended receiver, and the Vandals catch a huge break. As if Duckles makes the catch, he more than likely would have been in for a touchdown. So third down and long for the Cavaliers, making it third down and 8 from about the Vandals 38. Third down and 8 from the Vandals 38. Cavaliers have the ball with 7:47 left to go in the quarter. Empty backfield for the Cavaliers. Third down and 8 from the Vandal 38. Two receivers on each side. Back to throw is Byatt. Pressure coming. He looks to his left. He's got a man open, and it is knocked away by the Vandals. Jordan Colburn in on the deflection. And the fourth down and 8 from the 38 for the Cavaliers. Fourth down and 8 from the 38, and we're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by Cavaliers head coach Chad Easterday. We'll go ahead and take a break as well here on WKRV.
Iron's Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia has several great things rolled into one. First, they have the Golf Simulator. You can test your game against just about any course in the country. They also have Axe Throwing. It's a great place for a night out with a family or friends. Also, Iron's has a party room that is perfect for your next event. The holidays will be here before you know it, so get your party booked now. Call 618-699-4061. That's 618-699-4061 for Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing.
So here in the second quarter, Cavaliers have the ball fourth down and 8 from the Vandal 38. Vandals lead 14-0. Here at 7:39 left to go in the quarter. Both teams break their huddles. Cavaliers have just one timeout remaining. Vandals, I believe, have all three. So fourth down and 8 from the Vandal 38. It looks like the Cavaliers might be set to punt. Hard to tell. It looks like they're going to be going for it now on fourth down and 8. They're going to go ahead and punt it, actually. So they punt it from the 38, and it bounces, and it's going to go into the end zone. So it's going to be a touchback, and the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. So first down and 10 from the Vandals' 20-yard line with 7:33 left to go in the quarter. 14-0, the Vandals lead here just about midway through quarter number 2. They got their 2 touchdown runs from Quentin Stallball, one from 10 yards out, one from 3 yards out. As the Vandals offense has taken them less time to settle in week 3 than it has the last previous weeks. As they start this drive with a shotgun look, 2 receivers on each side for Stallball. Depew and Whitehead to his left, Johnson and Brandon to his right. He sees back to throw. He's got a man wide open. It is caught by Connor Depew at about the 50, and he's brought down at the 45. A nice catch by Connor Depew, and he's got the Vandals deep in Cavalier territory. Connor Depew got open from the left slot, and the Vandals are deep in Cavalier territory, first down and 10 from the Cavalier 45. Quentin Stallball and Connor Depew have connected a couple of times for some long passes. And this time he sends him in motion. It's a give to Connor Depew. Depew gets across the 45. He's across the 40. He is wrapped up shy of the 35. And it's going to be second down. And again, I believe of about 7. So it's second down and 3. Just shy of the Cavalier 35. So second down and 3 from the Cavalier. I want to say it's at their 37, maybe 36, hard to tell. This is a shotgun look for the Vandals. Back to throw is Stallball. Stallball fires it quickly to Depew, and Depew makes a catch past the 35, and he's wrapped up just shy of the 30, making it first down and 10 from about the 31. First down and 10 from the Cavalier 31. Vandals marching from right to left with 6:28 left to go in the quarter. 3 receivers to his right, 1 to his left. Jay Keck in the backfield. Depew barking out orders. Pistol formation for the Vandals. Depew takes the snap and rolls to his right. He's looking to throw. He's got a man open. It is caught by Jacob Johnson, who gets it across the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Vandals. Jacob Johnson, a touchdown reception for the Vandals at the 6:04 mark. As Quentin Stallball to Jacob Johnson. And the Vandals lead 20-0 pending the extra point. We want to remind you that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Sagan's on the add, the extra point kick is up, and it is good. And the Vandals add on to their lead. It is 21-0 with 6:04 left in half number one. 21-0, the Vandals lead with 6:04 left to go in the half. We'll take a break and come back here on WKRV.
You're never too young to start thinking about sound investing and leaving a legacy. Hi, I'm Ty Bates from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Let us show you how a life policy from Pekin Insurance can meet your needs, no matter what stage of life you're in. Pekin Life Insurance Company has been helping folks make sound decisions for nearly 60 years. Call MRMC Insurance Agency at 618-283-4200, and let's find a plan designed just for you.
So 21-0, the Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers with 6:04 left to go in the half. A 31-yard touchdown pass from Quentin Stallball to Jacob Johnson. The second touchdown reception from Johnson on the season. As the Vandals add on to their lead, it is 21-0. As Jacob Johnson on to add on the extra point, or the kick, excuse me. He has the ball lined up on the tee. Believe that is Noah Byatt's back to receive the kick. As the kick is away, and it is going to be fielded by Byatt at about the 20. He gets across the 25. He is across the 27, and he is pushed out of bounds by Keegan Turner for the Vandals. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Cavaliers at about their own 28. So first down and 10 from their own 28. 5:42 left to go in the half. 21-0, the Vandals lead. As the Cavaliers break their huddle. As they line up in a wing T look. Byatt's under center. He gives it to Kuykendall, and Kuykendall is wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals for a short gain about the 30-yard line, making it second down and 8 for the Vandals. Caden Tidwell in on the tackles. He's had himself a heck of a night so far. So second down and 8 from the 30. Second down and 8 from the Cavalier 30. Cavaliers line up. Looks like it's a pistol. Nope, they're going to go shotgun look here. One receiver to his left, three to his right. Byatt, back to throw. He's rolling to his left, looking. He gets the pass away, and it is intercepted by the Vandals by Connor DePue, who intercepts it at about the 40, and he's wrapped up at about the 38. A nice interception there by Connor DePue, and the Vandals have the ball right back once again at their own 37-yard line. Connor DePue came down with the interception. And the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 from the 37. And now for the first time tonight, we'll see Andrew Casey wind up at the quarterback. As he's got Jacob Johnson to his right, Quentin Stoneball, Connor DePue, and I believe that's Jordan Colburn to his left, and Jay Keck in the backfield. So Andrew Casey out at quarterback. Jacob Johnson to his right. And it's Colburn, DePue, and Stoneball to his left as he's rolling to his left side. He's looking to throw, and he gets it caught to Quentin Stoneball as Quentin Stoneball is pushed out of bounds at the 43, maybe 42, making it second down for the Vandals. So it's second down and 4 for the Vandals from the Cavalier 42, or the Vandal 42, excuse me. Second down and 4 from the Cavalier 42. Shotgun look for Casey. Two receivers on each side. Man in motion is Stoneball. To give to Stoneball on the jet sweep. Stoneball is going to be wrapped up for a loss of on the play, but there's going to be a whistle and a flag on the play. And I believe it's either going to be a horse collar or a face mask, as it was thrown after the flag. So I believe they're going to call it a horse collar tackle. So that's going to be an automatic first down for the Vandals. And I believe the penalty is going to put them right around midfield or past midfield. So they're going to be put past the midfield marker. So it's about first down and 10 from about the 49. So first down and 10 from the Carlinville 49-yard line. Casey still in at quarterback. 21-0, the Vandals lead with 4:38 left to go in the half. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Back to throw is Casey. Sets up a screen pass for Johnson, who gets across the 45. He's across the 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. And he's wrapped up as the helmet came off for the Cavaliers player. And Jacob Johnson is, I believe, inside the goal line. Or there's a whistle on the play. So Jacob Johnson was wrapped up at the 10-yard line, my apologies. So Jacob Johnson wrapped up at the 10-yard line for, so it's first down and goal from the 10 for the Vandals. 4:22 left to go in the half. Stoneball now in at quarterback. First down and goal from their own 10-yard line. From the Cavalier 10-yard line, excuse me. Stoneball gives it to Jay Keck. Keck is looking to run. He's across the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Jay Keck runs it in from 10 yards out. And the Vandals add on to their lead. It's 27-0 pending the extra point. with 4:06 left to go in the half. A 10-yard touchdown run from Jay Keck. As Isaac Sagan on to attempt the extra point. As Isaac Sagan set to add on the extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good, and the Vandals add on to their lead. It is 28-0, and we want to remind you that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply Rental. Turn up the Dragon and Surf Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. So 28-0, the Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers with 4:06 left to go in half number one. We'll take a break and come back on WKRV.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer. Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at hosicks.com. That's hosicks.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
So Noah Convery takes the kickoff return, and he gets across the 40, and I believe he's wrapped up at about the 35-yard line, excuse me. So I believe the Cavaliers will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 35 with exactly 4 minutes left to go here in the quarter. Correction, first down and 10 from their own 36. So the Cavaliers trying to score before the half. 28-0, the Vandals lead. They've gotten touchdown runs from 10 yards and 3 yards out from Quentin Stallball. A 31-yard touchdown pass from Quentin Stallball to Jacob Johnson, and a 10-yard touchdown run from Jay Keck as they lead 28-0 with 4 minutes left to go until halftime. Back to throw is Noah Bites, but he's going to be pushed out of bounds on a scramble, getting a short gain to about, I believe, the 37, maybe 38-yard line. So it's second down and 8 from the 38. Second down and 8 from the Cavalier 38. As the Cavaliers break their huddle, they go to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun look for the Cavaliers. Three receivers to his right, two to his left. As he's going to take it himself, Bides does. Looking for room to run, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. Bryce Hartwood then on the tackle. And Cole Yarbrough as well, and it's going to be third down and 8 from the 38. No gain on the play. And the Cavaliers, they say third down and long. Third down and 8 from their own 38. As they whistle in a timeout taken by the Cavaliers, their final timeout. So we want to remind you once again that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia, 2525 Veterans Avenue. 2:57 left to go until halftime. Vandals lead 28-0 until the halftime marker. Vandals have gotten a 10-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stallball at the 7:59 mark in the first quarter. A 3-yard touchdown run by Quentin Stallball at the 57.3 mark in the first quarter. A 31-yard touchdown pass from Jacob Johnson to Quentin Stallball at the 6:04 mark in the second quarter. And a 10-yard touchdown run from Jay Keck at the 4:06 mark in the second quarter as they lead 28-0 with 2:57 left to go in the second, or the first half, excuse me. So third down and 8 from their own 38. Shotgun look for the Cavaliers. Back to throw is Byatt. Byatt looking to pass. He dumps it off, and it is caught by Cockendall, and he's going to be wrapped up by Jacob Johnson about the 50. Excuse me, that was Noah Convery who made the catch. So Noah Convery on the catch, and he's pushed out at about near the 50. So it's first down and 10 from the Cavalier 49. So first down and 10 from the Carlinville 49. 2:45 left to go until halftime. Cavaliers break their huddle. Shotgun look for the Cavies. Two receivers on each side for Byatts. He's back to throw, and says he's just going to run it himself. He's looking for room to run. He's wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. I see Caden Tidwell in there on the tackle, as is Cole Yarborough. And he gets a gain of 6, and it's going to be second down and 4 from about the 45. So second down and 4 from, I believe, the 45-yard line for the Cavaliers. They are in Vandal territory. 2 minutes left to go in the quarter. Wing T look for the Cavaliers. Byatt gives it to Tristan Thompson, and Tristan Thompson gets about the 40, and he's down at about, I believe, the 41. So third down and 1 with a minute 38 left to go in the quarter. Ball on the 41. So it's third down and 1 from the Cavalier 31, and we're going to be whistling a timeout taken, I believe. Nope, there's – I believe we're going to have a measurement here. So I believe they're going to measure it to see if it was enough for the first down. All sorts of confusion here. Are they going to measure it or – well, nope, they're going to say that he got enough for the first down. A lot of confusion over here, but they're going to say it's first down and 10 from the Vandal 41. So first down and 10 from the Vandal 41 for the Cavaliers. Under center is Noah Byatt. 3 men in the backfield for him. As he's back to throw, he's looking. He dumps it off Noah Convery, and it's second down and 10 from the 41. So second down and 10 from the Vandals 41-yard line. Minute 10 left to go in the quarter. Cavaliers trying to score quickly before halftime. Cavaliers will get the ball to start the second half, but they would definitely like to have some momentum coming in coming out of the halftime break. Excuse me. We have a minute 10 left to go until the half. It's a give to Tristan Thompson as Thompson is across the 40. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds near the 35. As Dylan Hinton was in on the tackle. And it's third down and 6. So it's third down and 6 for the Cavaliers. 47 seconds left to go until halftime. So third down and 6 from the 35. Back to throw is Byatt. He's got pressure coming. He gets the pass away, but it's incomplete as Jacob Johnson was in on the hit. And it's fourth down and 6 with 33.2 seconds left to go until halftime. So fourth down and 6. 33.2 seconds left to go until halftime. Cavaliers going for it on fourth down. Wing T look for the Cavaliers, fourth and 6. Let's give it to Tristan Thompson. Thompson is going to be pushed out of bounds, shy of the first down, and the Vandals are going to take over first down and 10 at about their own 45. Make that the 34-yard line, excuse me. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 34-yard line. So first down and 10 from the Vandal 34 as Andrew Casey is going to take the snaps with 27.8 seconds left to go until halftime. 28-0, the Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers with 27.8 seconds left. Vandals do have all three timeouts. Vandals with all three timeouts. 27 seconds left to go in the quarter. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Back to throw with Casey. He's looking. He gets it away to Quentin Stoneball, who makes the catch. He's across the 35. He's across the 40. 45. He's across the 50. He is across the 45. 30. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and he's wrapped up inside the goal line, and Andrew Casey calls timeout as a nice catch and run there by Quentin Stoneball, and the Vandals are going to have the ball first down and goal, but I believe there's a flag on the play. There is a flag back at about the 40, and the Vandals are already signaling that they're going to have to go back. So it's the penalty flag on the Vandals, holding on the Vandals. I believe, hard to tell exactly who committed the hold. I believe they're looking to Jordan Colburn. Jordan Colburn's trying to get an explanation from two of the referees, so I'm going to assume it was him who committed the holding penalty. Either way, it's first down and 10. With 11.6 seconds left. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 29 with 11.6 seconds left to go until halftime. 11.6 seconds left to go until half. As I believe we're going to have a whistle. And I believe a timeout taken. No, they're just going to let the clock run out, excuse me. So the clock is going to run out to take us to halftime as the Vandals lead the Carlinville Cavaliers 28-0 after half number one. We'll take a break and come back with some halftime statistics. You're listening to Vandals Football presented by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Hosick Motors in Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the City of Vandalia on 107.1 FM, WKRV. And remember, you can stream us live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and the Vandalia Radio app.